This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Well, without a doubt, the automakers of Detroit are healthier these days. But in the midst of better cars and trucks and much better sales are some machinations within Chrysler. When Fiat, led by Sergio Marchionne, allied itself with Chrysler, it seemed to solve problems for both companies. But Marchionne has a rocky relationship with Chrysler workers represented by the United Auto Workers. Now, Chrysler's retiree healthcare trust is offering a placeholder $100 million worth of shares and a filing for an initial public offering in the U.S. They want to take Chrysler public. That really messes with Marchionne's plans to merge Chrysler and Fiat. Detroit News columnist Daniel Howes wrote about that today and joins us now. So, Daniel, what's at stake here?
Well, I think what's at stake is control of Chrysler. This is the fourth time in 15 years that there's a battle, essentially, for the control and ownership of Chrysler. Interesting that this time the question is being called initially by the UAW's healthcare trust, which I think wisely recognizes that it's not smart to have all of its assets tied up in stock in Chrysler that it cannot liquidate and diversify. So they're pushing ahead to try and get Marchionne to sell some of this through an IPO. Marchionne doesn't want to do that. What he wants to do is negotiate with them privately for an agree on a price and then acquire the entire remaining stake in Chrysler, unify the company, Fiat Chrysler, and then reissue and then IPO the shares of the combined transatlantic company on one stock exchange. As it would stand now, you would have two different stock exchanges, and then you could have other people that could get in the mix that could buy chunks of the company. This clearly is not what he wants, but so I think he's essentially calling the question on Bob King as a president. I think I would amend one point you made. I think it's his relationship is rocky with the president of the UAW more than it is with the workers per se.
So this is personal animosity between Marchionne and King, it sounds like.
Yeah, either animosity or it's just this is the way he does things. As I point out in the column today, this is the same guy that ended up getting $2 billion cash payment out of pre-bankrupt General Motors to wind down the relationship that Fiat had with GM in the 2000s, and he's also the guy that got control of Chrysler from the feds for essentially no money down.
Tough negotiator, then.
He's a tough negotiator, and he did it with Bob King in 2011 in the contract talks. So I don't think we can take any of this lightly. On the other hand, it's a little disingenuous on the part of Fiat to say, well, if Chrysler does this, then we're going to renegotiate or rethink our relationship with them, as if to suggest that we will get out of the relationship. Chrysler is the only thing that is generating cash for Fiat right now. They need Chrysler desperately, and Chrysler needs Fiat for purchasing synergies and global footprint and a distribution system outside of North America that is effective.
I understand what you're saying, but there's still these veiled threats, it seems like. Could Fiat actually drop the Chrysler alliance if the pensioners pursue this IPO?
Well, I think a lot of us that know this situation are very skeptical about that. So some of us, I think, look at this and say this is a bit of a hollow threat. However, Marchionne is not somebody who takes these kinds of things lightly and throws this stuff around. I think his credibility with the markets and with people who watch the industry is that, in fact, he does this kind of stuff, or he takes a more aggressive bargaining stances and essentially is trying, in this case, I think he's trying to stare him down. A lot of people think, and I think this is probably right, that this is a precursor to actually agreeing on a price privately outside of the markets, and which they can do up until the time that they actually issue the shares.
If Chrysler were to go public, shareholders would hold a minority stake, as you point out in your column.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of control would they have over the company?
Well, I think as a general proposition, you don't have a lot of control. If you're a major shareholder, you can probably cause trouble. But clearly, I think the thing we need to remember here is would this be in the best interest of Chrysler and its employees and its retirees if, in fact, you get into a very muddled situation that is potentially antagonistic? Is that really what they need? I mean, they do need, on the other hand, they do have an obligation. The UAW's healthcare trust has an obligation to get the highest price they can for their shares. I think part of what Marchionne's argument is in filing for the IPO is that because it would be a muddled picture, it's more likely that those shares go out into the public and they fetch a lower price in the marketplace than they would in a private negotiation. So essentially he's saying to the UAW, do you really want to roll the dice here on how this could play in the marketplace versus what we are able to negotiate with you? Now, of course, the UAW's financial advisors at this point think that the stake is valued higher than he says it is, but that doesn't mean that's where the market's going to value it.
All right. Hey, I want to switch topics on you. I want to ask you about the Detroit bankruptcy filing and the emergency manager, Kevin Orr. There's been a flap about Orr's fancy hotel room and travel expenses. Turns out the Snyder, somewhat secretive nerd fund is paying for the hotel room and travel expenses for Orr to fly back home. Well, there are some questions about who's paying those bills. So if some donors to the nerd fund are paying for the hotel room, why do we care as long as Detroit taxpayers are not paying for it?
I don't think we should, frankly. And I think that one of the sideshows of this bankruptcy is the series of sideshows. We kind of careen from one tangential flap to the next. And this is just the latest. And who's paying the bills? Who's paying the bills? Well, the taxpayers aren't paying it. So, I mean, that's, I think, a positive. Having said that, you know, I think the NERD fund is a potential liability for the governor, particularly as he's going to get ready to crank up and go into a reelection campaign. And our editorial page at the Detroit News and others, and I think I'd put myself in that camp, think that they ought to think very seriously about just if they say they have nothing to hide, then show you have nothing to hide. Put the names out there, say who your donors are, and move on.
But in these days of super PACs, I mean, this is not an extraordinary move.
No, it's not. But remember, there have been other kinds of PACs in the state of Michigan and in Detroit that have gotten into other kinds of things that are, let's just say, less savory. So I think that's part of the problem here. But, you know, to your initial question, no, I really don't think it is a problem. But I think the governor and his people need to think about whether just coming clean on this and kind of adding credibility to their contention that they have nothing to hide is probably the smarter move, and I would be surprised if they don't do that.
Orr says he's paying his own travel expenses. There seems to be some controversy there. Do we know if that's true?
Well, I think part of what I've read, he says he's paying certain of his food bills, and he's paying for a portion of his air travel. Now, I'm not quite sure how that all nets out. We've seen different accounts on this from his spokesman and from other people, but I think net-net, it's a tempest in a teapot. And, you know, I think people need to focus on some of the really serious issues here and not some of these ancillary things that are just trying to discredit somebody. I mean, it's a lot better that the city's not paying these bills than anybody else.
All right. Daniel House is the business columnist for Detroit News and joins us regularly on Stateside. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks a bunch.